One-hit wonders aren't just a thing in the music industry. Sometimes an author appears out of nowhere, writes a great book, and then disappears forever. Happily, this is not always the case. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with the latest offering from an author that lives up to the hype of her first book. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. We talked a couple episodes ago about Celeste Ng's debut novel, Everything I Never Told You, which explores the mystery of a teenage suicide complicated by racial and gender issues. When an author's first book is as big as that one, all eyes are on her sophomore effort, waiting to see if it's going to be as good. In this case, it's a definite yes. Just as strong, but also very different. Little Fires Everywhere is a bigger book, more characters, more pages, more themes, among them affluence, conformism, and those who rebel against them, cross-racial adoption and the rights of biological parents, what artists have to offer the rest of us. These questions are addressed by a tale of three families, the Richardsons, the Warrens, and the McCulloughs, all of Shaker Heights, Ohio, a planned-for-perfection suburban enclave. And the Richardsons' home is one of its star attractions. Quote, the greenness of the lawn, the sharp lines of white mortar between the bricks, the rustle of the maple leaves in the gentle breeze, the soft smells of detergent and cooking and grass that mingled in the entryway, the one corner of the throw rug that flipped up like a cowlick as if someone had mussed it and forgotten to smooth it out. Well, clearly these people live in heaven. On the morning in question, Mrs. Richardson awakens to the shrill scream of the smoke detector. Rushing around, she finds that every bedroom is empty, except for the smell of gasoline and a small crackling fire set directly in the middle of each bed, as if a demented Girl Scout had been camping there. After this action-packed opening chapter, we flip back a year to meet the second family. The Warrens are a mother-daughter pair who arrive in town and move into the Richardsons' rental property. Mia, a brilliant art photographer, and her teenage daughter Pearl are itinerants. They own no more than they can fit in their Volkswagen Rabbit, and they move around a lot. Pearl's first friend is one of the Richardson kids, a boy named Moody, who falls in love at first sight watching her assemble her bed on her new front lawn. To Moody, raised in such extravagant consumerist style, the Warrens' makeshift thrift store life is mesmerizing and magical. But Pearl is no less enthusiastic about his family's lifestyle and would like nothing more than to disappear completely into the padded chairs of their TV room. When Mrs. Richardson hires Pearl's mom as part-time housekeeper and cook, the entanglement of the two families is complete. To drive them apart, enter the third family, the McCulloughs, the Richardsons' once childless friends, now celebrating the first birthday of an Asian baby abandoned at the local fire station. They took her in and now plan to adopt her. This will not go smoothly. Celeste Ng grew up in Shaker Heights, and she has poured her knowledge of the place into the thorough and rather brutal depiction of it here, also embodying its spirit in Mrs. Richardson herself. Quote, all her life she had learned that passion, like fire, was a dangerous thing. It so easily went out of control. Domesticated, happy in captivity, the key, she thought, was to avoid conflagration. Honey, I hate to tell you this, but you're in the wrong book for that.
The book is Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. The author will be reading and signing books at 7 p.m. on Friday at the Ivy Bookshop. You can find more information about the book and the event, plus links to reviews and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.